This is an interview between our dad, Gordon Belknap, and our aunt and uncle, Vonna Marie. Today is April 3rd, 1978, and we were at their home on Belknap Circle. And we wanted to come down and ask them a couple questions about our grandfather, Arias Belknap. Okay, Dad.
Hey, why don't you tell me something about him playing with Uncle Vaughn?
Well,
do you remember?
He played on the Weaver's championship team. And let's see, that would be about the year 1912 or 13. I was on a squad. Your dad was the main show. Morgan McKay was their center. And in those days, basketball was a different type of a game than it is now. You used to figure that if they had one tall man, two medium-height men, and two short men, they'd have a game. The tall man would be that they had the center jumpers in then. So it was good that they took it out, because a team that had a good center could out-jump you, could always just keep possession of the ball. And possession of the ball is the ball game. If you got the ball, they can't hurt you. If you got it, you can do something with it. And so, in his day, when he played, they didn't have the dribble. Now, when I played later on in the pro ball, I had the dribble. The dribble came in, and your dad never learned to play with dribble, but he was an exceptional ball shooter. I've seen him shoot from sitting on the floor and make a basket in a league game. He just fell back and came on his knees and raised up and had a decent shot and went right through.
He could hit it no matter where he was in.
He just never missed. You could say, well, that's just lucky. It's good luck, but it wasn't. He and I and two or three other guys very often stayed out an hour or two after the other guys went in. Now, foul pitching was an exceptional good way of winning a ball game in those days, because progression or moving the ball on your feet, you see, was a foul. Instead of giving it out of bounds, they give you a foul pitch. And your dad, in the state playoff games at the LDSU in Salt Lake, gets 21 straight fouls before he missed one. If he hadn't missed that one, he wouldn't have had to go into overtime.
You went into overtime.
Yes, at one point that he missed put us into overtime. They tied us.
But who won the game then?
Well, in overtime, we won the ball game. Right. But in those days, they didn't play an extra 5 minutes. They played for the first 2 points. You could get it by a basket, you could get it by two foul pitches, see. Just so that one team won 2 points first. You had to win 2 points. Now you see, then they took out the center jump. And that equalizes up the ball game so that each team had a chance to get the possession of the ball. But in those days, a good center could be free. That's why you tried to get a tall man for center. Now Morgan McKay, that played with us, he's the younger brother of President McKay. He's taller than President McKay. He was 6'5". And that was an exceptionally tall man then. And he was a little slow on the jump, but he could reach high. And so as a result, we won a lot of ball games and got into the church play or the state playoffs simply because of the fact that he could get the ball to us. And if he got the ball to it, the other boys, we had two other boys, the three other boys could work the ball down the floor and they could score. He could score nearly any point. Now, in the game that we played at LDSU in Salt Lake in the championship game, the game ended up 44-41. Your dad scored 29 of the points.
It's quite a few.
That's quite a few.
Well, everybody just expected him to hit it, because he always did, it seemed like.
Now, on the night before that, getting into the finals, he scored all but 4 points in the ball game.
All but four?
All but 4 points. Well, the other boys fed him the balls. He was a good guy. He was, I could outrun Abe as far as track was concerned. I tied the state track meet and the 100 yards and the 440.
You did?
I did. Two or three occasions. But Abe was quick with his hands. And he could move fast and he could get around. And when he got an opening, he could shoot. He could hit it.
That's
what made him the outstanding ball player he was, because on the day's ball teams, he'd be a shorty.
Yeah, he wasn't tall.
No, but everybody knew he could hit the basket, and they just...
So he was adaptable to get around and get in position so that when the boys passed the ball around, there was a passing ball game, too, in those days, because he didn't dribble. You had to pass the ball, so that's the only advantage that the early ball game has over today's ball game. They were better ball handlers. They had to learn to pass the ball down the floor at the same speed that you bring it down on the dribble. So it took all four of the men, and nearly all five, you usually drop one man back by the basket to keep a guy from putting a sneak one in the back door on, you see. But it'd take all four guys to bring the ball down the floor. They do it by passing and cutting back and forth, you see, to get the man in position to score. Yeah, the team, of course, was always alert to see that it didn't. So we had tough ball games then, just as interesting and exciting as they are now.
Well, I think they'd probably be more exciting because you'd be really passing it.
It was a passing
game. It'd be a fast break. You'd have to pass all the time.
Yeah, you had to pass. You could bounce the ball to a man, but that's he could handle it. On the dribble, when the dribble first came in, you had it only with one hand. You had to dribble with one hand and pick it up with one hand. Or pass it off to a player, see? Going or coming. Now you can dribble. Dribble is a great advantage. A man can get the ball under the basket, he can dribble right around the defender. And he can take it on down the floor and he can learn. If he gets to hand of the ball, he can go right-handed or left-handed, and he's got 10 seconds to bring up the past the center line. Now what caused the center line? They didn't have the center line at first when we played. Well, they put the center line in because in the East one time, one of the teams sat down under the basket waiting for the, they got a 2-point lead, they just sat down under the basket waiting for the other team to come up. The other team wouldn't, so they sat down on the other end, and that's the way the ball came in. They both sat on the floor for the entire time. Neither one would get up and go after the other one, and there was no rule that compelled you to. Now under the rules, you see, you've got to bring that ball up by 10 seconds to get it over the center line. Now there's different attacks on that. Now, should you press the man coming up with the ball, or should you wait till he gets your five men back and have his own defense? And there are all kinds of defenses, and they shift them. The coach will signal this team to shift the defense on certain men. It's a very interesting ball game when you can do that. Your dad was very adept at being able to get in the right place at the right moment.
He played how many years now, basketball?
He played 3 years.
That was the Desert Academy, wasn't it?
Weber State Academy.
Or Weaver.
No,
they call it Weber State.
Weber State
then
Academy.
Then before we left school, they changed the name to Weber Academy. That's out the state because it was originally the first, second stake in the church. Weber State. The old second.
That's T.
So Weber covered the whole county, see?
Mm-hmm.
So they called it Weber State Academy because it was the only church school in the whole county. There was only one at the high school.
Yes, I
at that
remember.
Time,
there was only
was
five boards
in the
they were all in Weber State.
And Adams, on the northeast corner, there was an old building there, and that was organized school.
Well, I remember that school before they turned it down. It was part of the old Weber College.
Yeah, it was part of the old college. And the first one I went there was a junior high school.
Where was the Weber
junior.
Academy building at then?
The Weber Academy played their ball games until the gym was built on the main floor of the lower campus. It was a good size floor. It had a balcony in it. and they put up the baskets at both ends and then just seat the driver.
He's talking about on the west side of Jefferson Avenue between 24th and 25th Streets.
Yeah. Oh, where the old Weaver College was.
Yeah. That's where it was.
The old gym building there.
Well, north of where the gym building
Yeah, north
is.
Of there.
And they play their ball game in what they call the assembly room. It would hold, it would seat 1,000 people.
It was like
and it was a pretty good
miniature
ball
of Salt Lake Tavern.
Standard floor, they kept the crowd back.
A balcony all the way around.
I might have to suffer some, but the floor was
stand-up
standard size.
And they played ball on that same floor.
One basket was permanently attached to the balcony, and the other one had to be put up by poles and anchored to the floor.